Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. As humans, we experience emotion and feelings. Sometimes we experience joy or sadness. Maybe you experienced some of these emotions this past week. Our emotions seemed to rage like a roller coaster, raging high and plummeting low. One of the worst feelings possibly someone could have is the feeling of being alone. There's many ways in which we can feel alone, but one of the worst is when a spouse dies. It's one of the worst because you've lived with that person for many years, you've loved them, you've done everything together. And now they're gone. Questions go racing through your mind. Who's going to change the light bulb you can't reach? Who's going to make the Christmas dinner? And who are you going to talk to? The feeling of being alone is not fun. And sometimes we may feel alone in spiritual matters as well. But understand this, you are not alone when you are called and when you are sent. In our lesson for today, the Lord was calling Jeremiah to the prophetic office. He said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as prophet to the nations." The Almighty Lord who created the heavens and the earth and Jeremiah appointed Jeremiah for a specific task, to be his prophet. Jeremiah was the Lord's guy. But Jeremiah thought otherwise. He thought the Lord had it wrong. Jeremiah had several excuses that he was pulling out of his pocket. One of the excuses that he said was that he called himself a Na'ar, which in the Hebrew is the time between infancy and manhood. He said he was just a boy. He was going to be a priest, but had very little practical experience in that, let alone this prophetic office that the Lord was calling him to. He simply thought the Lord had it wrong. For he says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak, and I am only a child." Jeremiah had this one excuse, but he had another right there with it. He said that he couldn't speak very well, that he wouldn't be able to speak to the Lord's people. Does this excuse sound familiar? It probably should. Maybe you think of Moses at the burning bush when the Lord was calling Moses to go into Egypt and save his people. What was his excuse? He said that he couldn't speak very well either, for he said, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." Just like Moses, Jeremiah thought he wasn't the man for the job and that the Lord was calling the wrong person. Do you sometimes think the Lord has called the wrong person too? It's certainly important to know the Lord calls some to be pastors, teachers, and even staff ministers, but the Lord has called all Christians to spread the saving message of Jesus to the world. But how often do you think the Lord is wrong? How often do you become skeptical of your own abilities? "Oh, I don't know the scriptures that well. I can't talk about that. Oh, I'm not good with people. Oh, there's so many people at Mount Olive that can do it. I'll just sit back and watch." how easy it is to come up with an excuse and say that the Lord is wrong. I know I do it too. I know sometimes I think I'm not very good at reading and writing, and my memory isn't very good for this job. Lord, you have the wrong guy. Who are you and who am I to say that the Lord is calling the wrong person? The Lord who created the heavens and the earth and also created you and me, how can we say he's wrong? Is sharing the message really that difficult? Does it really take that much skill? Maybe if you think back, we had Mount Olive's grade school here sing praises to the Lord during Christmas. If they can do it, why can't you and I? The thing is, we can't do it by ourselves. Neither can children. We need the Lord's help. The Lord to send the Holy Spirit into our hearts to create faith, to believe the message, to believe the message about Jesus' perfect life in our place, Jesus' innocent death for our sins, and Jesus' resurrection so that we might live in heaven with him. This isn't rocket science. A simple child can share such a message. As God calls us, he also sends us. There's a popular phrase that goes around at times, the glory years. What a phrase. The Romans had a similar phrase, the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. When people often say this phrase, they're looking back to the past when things were glorious, when there was peace, prosperity, no war, and everybody was happy. And kind of dwelling on the troubles and turmoil that is going on now. If you like him or not as a politician, President Trump's saying, "We will make America great again," rings proudly and loudly in our American ears. He's not the first person to say such things, nor will he be the last. Jeremiah was going through a similar situation. Jeremiah's Judah had lost all of its power. It was being pushed and shoved around by the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Egyptians. The Lord's people wanted nothing to do with him. And even the kings were killing off the Lord's prophets. Now the Lord was sending Jeremiah into this situation. What was Jeremiah thinking? What, Lord, you want me to do this? You want me to go to a people who have rejected you and want nothing to do with me? They're going to want to kill me. I can't do this. Jeremiah was afraid that he would have to do this alone. And he's not the only one to think that. Maybe if we think back to Moses once again in that burning bush, the Lord was calling Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him, "Let my people go." And even go to his people and say, "What you guys have been doing hasn't been good." But the Lord went with Moses. He protected Moses and his people and provided miracles and plagues to show his power. As he was with Moses, he was going to go with Jeremiah. The Lord is sending you into this world to proclaim his message. But as you look on TV, you see wars You see people in turmoil and frustration. You see people bad-mouthing Christians. This is the world you're going into. This is the world that is frustrating, and you don't know what to do. You feel as if you're going out alone. But why can you have confidence like Jeremiah? Why can you proclaim the message boldly? It's because the Lord goes with you. For he says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." When God says he will be with you, he means it. When God says he will watch over every step that you take, he will do it. When the world seems to be against you, he is there. For he promises, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you." So speak your faith. Share your Savior, and let the Lord do the rest. It is certainly difficult to feel alone, especially when a spouse dies or you move away from home for the first time or for whatever reason. Feeling alone in spiritual things can be difficult as well. But understand, you are not alone when the Lord calls you and when the Lord sends you. He will be with you every step of the way. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.